get a quorum in the room before we could start. I had to go collect them. Good evening. Welcome to this November board meeting. We have a full house, as I can see. The superintendent and I were trying to determine what would be more effective for all the students that I see in the room. If we have a really long meeting so you guys can get a lot of content and learn a lot about the depth and breadth of our work, or if you would like for us to be as quick and efficient as we can so you can check your box and move on. So I see more heads turning. They're shaking their heads. Yeah. Yes. They have to stay for 30 minutes. Wow, that's interesting. Okay. So let's see. Oh, wow. All right, so
turn the light off.
Who's here from, do we have Furman students represented? Is that Furman? All right, yeah. Do we have any other students from other?
Must have.
Anderson University. Welcome. I know you guys drove over here from Anderson, not so you come to our board meeting, but so you could go downtown. Right?
Right back here.
Thank you. All right. Well, again, welcome to you all. We're going to start our agenda tonight with a prayer and pledge. Ms. Rowletter, would you lead us, please?
Please join me in the prayer and pledge.
Let us pray.
Dear God, may we show wisdom in the work we do tonight. We seek your guidance and ask that you bless the children of Greenville County, as well as those who work to educate them. May the decisions of this board always be wise, and may our children always be safe in depending on their leaders. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the prayer. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rowletter. Ms. Bush, thank you for the flowers that we have on the dais up here. They're very fall and festive. They aren't anything we'd be allergic to, are they? We're not going to be sneezing. It's awesome. Thank you. All right, moving on to our agenda item section number two, adoption of the consent calendar.
Motion to accept.
I have a motion to adopt the consent calendar, duly seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of adoption of the consent calendar, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to appearance of visitors. We have no visitors to speak tonight, so we're going to move straight on into the superintendent's report. Dr. Royster, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Ms. Wells. Good evening. Before we move into the formal part of the superintendent's report, I would offer a comment for those of you that are here as students fulfilling a requirement for one or more of your classes, that what you will see of the board tonight, the agenda is a little bit short. Ms. Wells didn't mention that to you. This is one of two meetings that the school board has each month. The longer meeting, the committee of the whole meeting, is conducted earlier in the month, usually 2 weeks before the regular board meeting. This month, because it was a holiday, it was only 1 week. And they spend considerable time in discussion and questioning of items in the committee of the whole. So generally speaking, at the nighttime board meeting, which is the regular meeting of the board, there is less time involved, less discussion, less questions, though there may be discussion and questions tonight. So as you're seeing this and as you go back and write about it and talk about it in your classes, realize that you're only seeing a very small portion of what they do relative to the items they take action on. And certainly that doesn't include any study that they do outside and at home and in the materials that are sent to them before the fact. So I thought those were things were important that you know as you make your notes for your class and prepare to go back and talk about the things you've seen. It's my privilege tonight, as the superintendent's report, to actually have someone else present that report besides the superintendent. In recognition that this is American Education Week, it has become a tradition in our school district. I would cite the appropriate one of my predecessors, but I do not know which one established that tradition. But the tradition has been established to ask our Teacher of the Year to deliver a message in recognition of American Education Week and in recognition of their service in one of the classrooms throughout our district. Tonight, Greenville County's 2015-16 Teacher of the Year. Cherie Turner Fowler, who is a teacher at Hollis Academy, is going to give that superintendent's report in recognition of American Education Week. She has 12 years of teaching experience. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology and social work. She has a master's degree in teaching elementary education from City University in Seattle. And she actually started out her career as a social worker and working in social programs, but we are much appreciative of the fact that she saw in that work a greater calling, and that calling to work directly with students in the classroom and instructing and teaching some of our youngest students. And I think you'll be most pleased to hear her comments tonight. I would be most surprised if you don't hear her refer to those students she teaches as scholars. Even though they are some of our youngest students, she starts them out with the expectation that they are, will be, scholars, and establishing for them a high standard of academics. And she works in a school in our district that has a very high poverty rate. Students come from very disadvantaged backgrounds, but regardless of that, she sets high expectations for all of them and instills in them the belief that they can do anything that anyone else can do and that they can become anything that they wish to become. So now I will turn my time over to Cherie Turner Fowler.
Thank you so much. It is a privilege to be here tonight. Good evening to Madam School Board Chair, to members of the school board, and to our superintendent, Dr. Royster. If you can't be a pine on top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub by the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a bush, be a bit of the grass and some highway, some happier make. If you can't be a muskie, then just be a bass, but be the liveliest bass in the lake. We can't all be captains. We've got to be crew. There's something for all of us here. There's big work to do, and there's lesser to do. And the task we must do is the near. If we can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or fail. Be the best of whatever you are. This poem is one that my mother would recite every day when she would tell me about the amazing education she received from some amazing teachers during a time of segregation and a time of hardship. At that time, I had no idea that she was writing my story as a teacher. And I thank her for that. But she's not the only one who is writing my story as an educator. This is American Education Week. This is a time where I want to simply tell you thank you. I want to take this time to thank those teachers of Greenville County that I am so happy to be able to represent. I want to tell them thank you for their impact and their influence on me as a teacher. I thank them for inspiring me with their innovative and creative ideas. I also want to take this time to thank each and every one of you. Your work and what you do for our scholars each and every day is evident in what goes on in our classrooms in Greenville County. I want to thank you for bringing our schools and our community together in order to increase academic achievement. Thank you for your tireless work to bring technology in the hands of each one of our scholars. Thank you especially for advocating for the needs of teachers and our scholars at the local and state level. Because of all of us working effectively and urgently together, one day when our scholars tell their stories, they can stand up here and they can start their story by saying, If you can't, be a pine on the top of the hill. Be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub by the side of the rill. In closing, I would like to say thank you for your support, your advocacy, and care in helping us create the best of who our scholars will become. Please know that just like you are here to support us, we are here to support you. Thank you so much.
Sharia, I believe you have your family with you as well, and we appreciate them joining us. Thank you for those inspiring words.
Sure, Dr. O'Connor.
Yes, is it all right, since your beautiful family had to step out for a moment, could we get a picture with you all up at with your lovely wife making her presentation? Just stand up there for a moment. I think that maybe Obi could take a picture of you right quick if you do that. That would be awesome. Dr. Royster, would you please walk down there and stand beside her? Because I bet this is one of those days she's going to remember for the rest of her life with her husband and little girl watching the magic she just made with her superintendent. So makes me really happy to see you all there.
She said, what? Thank you, Ms. Turner Fowler, and your family for coming and being with us in those great words. Thank you. All right, moving on to our business, section 5, action items. Action item, agenda item 5.01, comprehensive annual financial report. The recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole is to accept the fiscal year 2015 comprehensive annual financial report as presented. Coming from committee, it does not need a second. Is there any discussion on the motion or any questions? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Item 5.02, architect selection for addition at Sarah Collins Elementary School. The recommended motion from the Committee of the Whole is to approve Firm B to provide architectural services for the addition at Sarah Collins Elementary School. Coming from committee, it does not need a second. Is there any discussion or any questions on the motion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. All right, moving on to section 6, agenda item 6.01. We have an internal auditing services project status report. Mr. Barber, would you like to comment, give us any information on your auditing projects at this time?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We're presenting our normal monthly meeting, our monthly status report. We've issued a couple reports in October, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. Barber? Dr. O'Connor.
I had one. I'm so sorry, Mike. When I tried to open it, it's loading a little bit slowly. So maybe, do you have yours open to that yet? It's just moving kind of slow. There was something that I noticed that I wanted to ask if you had decided not to pursue auditing that showed that it was part of the 2015 plan. I think it related to annual leave maybe or something.
Oh, we haven't gotten to those. There was a couple, there was a payroll audit and an accounts payable audit. We were given special requested audit projects that we had to address immediately, and then another project that we just recently requested last month and we're working on. So we haven't even started on those yet.
Okay, so it's not that you decided not to do it.
No,
just
ma'am.
It hasn't happened yet, but it's still on the schedule for 2015.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for Mr. Barber? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Barber. Moving on to Section 7, Information Action from Board Committee and Liaisons. Do we have any reports from committees?
No, I can give
no,
it.
No, Mr. Meek? Okay. All right, Dr. O'Connor, would you like to give a report?
Yes, just to say thank you to the committee who is working to basically take a very large set of instructional policies and make them into meaningful, workable items that we can get our arms around. And I'm very thankful for the group's work and interest in this and for the staff that we have and Dr. Pat Burns-Dillard. Appreciate very much that Ms. Wells recognized that we needed to review our instructional policy section that in some cases has not been updated since 1980. It's kind of fun to see what some of the things that we might have been doing and thinking and worrying about back then. But we're going to reflect the things we're doing and worrying about now at the end of all of this. But just to say we are progressing nicely with the work. We would like to think that we could have a significant amount of it completed by the end of the school year. But we recognize that that just might be the more urgent, pressing work that could actually affect what happens instructionally next year. But then some of it might be might take a little bit longer, but it would certainly not be the urgent work of that. And to Dr. Royster, if I didn't say that, for giving us that opportunity to have Dr. Burns-Dillard serve as a liaison with the district in the work that we're doing. And I know that I thank them in advance for all the help they're going to provide. So okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. O'Connor. Ms. Rohleder.
Just to that point, I'd like to thank Dr. O'Connor for her leadership in this committee. It has been a pleasure working on instructional policies. And I look forward to continuing to show the children in our district and the schools and the teachers how much we support them and how progressive and flexible we intend to be. Thank you so much for your leadership, Dr. O'Connor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Rohleder. Are there any other reports from any of our liaisons or committees? Okay. Thank you. We're going to move on to the Section 8, 8.01, the financial information for FY16.
Mr. Knotts, I believe you have a couple of comments along with your financial report.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Just two minor comments. The best capital project fund has been closed out, so we are no longer presenting a monthly financial statement for the best capital project. We've also added an additional schedule for the tax analysis that shows detailed property taxes for Spartanburg and Lawrence, and that is also connected to our detailed property analysis we do for Greenville County. So that additional page will be in your monthly financial statements every month. I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Knight on financial information? Mr. Meek.
Jeff, what does that mean when you said you closed the best capital fund budget there? What does that mean?
We closed it out. Any funds that were remaining, we moved over to the best debt service fund for the best documents, and that was used then to help make the best bond payments. The best program was finished, and any funds remaining had to be moved over to the best.
So we have no more expenses coming out for the best projects?
The only expenses we have is annual expenses related to the best board. Liability insurance for the best board, trustee fees. Whenever we issue best bonds every fall, we incur some expense in that category. But all those expenses are included in our capital project budget.
Roughly what amount is that?
Approximately $300,000 a year.
So, okay. Well, I've got the floor. What's our reserve fund balance? Everybody's laughing because I ask this every month.
Everyone.
As of the end of September, it was $67.9 million.
$67.9 million.
As of this past Friday, it was $26 million. But as of Yesterday, it was back up to $33 million because we received $7 million in property tax revenue on Monday.
That's because I paid my taxes.
Yes, sir. You got your property tax notice.
That's what it was.
Good to know.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions? All right. Hearing none. Ms. Rowletter? I have a motion to adjourn, duly seconded. Any discussion?
And be thankful.
And all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. We are adjourned.
Whoever's answering.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's what they said. Your choice.